Let us pray. Lord, we know that you are worthy of it all. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the King of Kings. Up to this point, you have helped us in our personal life. We thank you, Lord. We honor you. We exalt you and we adore you, Lord of Lords and King of Kings. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Let us read from Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 16 to 19. Habakkuk chapter 3, 16 to 19. I read from ESV, sorry. I hear and my body trembles. My lips quiver at the sound. Rottenness enter into my bones. My legs trembles beneath me. Yet I will quietly wait for the day of trouble to come upon people who invade us. Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vine, the produce of olive fail, and the field yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places. Prophet Habakkuk, before I continue, Happy New Year to everyone. This is the first service 2021. You are all welcome, even who are those online. The prophet Habakkuk lived 600 to 500 years before Christ. And there was a corruption, oppression in Judah, and huge economic and political instability. Habakkuk lament and complains before God is expressed in a word, violence, violence, and violence. This word appears 6 times in Habakkuk chapter 1 and chapter 2. He spoke about the endemic and systemic violence around him. He lived in a time of uncertainty. So when Habakkuk cried out to God, God, when will be finished? God responded and said that he would restore Judah through the Babylonians, and the Babylonians would get their punishment later. God has revealed to Habakkuk about the coming judgment. God said that the Babylonians would come and destroy the land, the Judah, and that would be God's instrument to discipline Judah. God used a more when Habakkuk cried out for God's help. God responded, he will punish Judah. So I want us all to have think about this as it's our own experience with God. So God used a more wicked pagan people to punish the wicked people of God. God didn't say when the exact time the Babylonians would come, but it would arrive for certain, and the consequences would be severe. At the beginning of the book of Habakkuk, Habakkuk spoke that he couldn't accept the prophecy of God. And in this new year, 2021, when I read the news said, Australia celebrates end of 2020. Australia has finally completed a year that felt to many like it would never end. This year of 2021, we all, of course, hope for all the good things in our life. But there is always a level of uncertainty in our life. There is uncertain with the COVID outbreak, like Sydney. They have enjoyed for a few months of freedom. No lockdown and no mask at all. But now they have to be in lockdown again. Somehow, COVID has restricted our freedom, affected the economy, our jobs, our plans. We don't have any control of our plans. We all think that COVID has caused all the bad things in this world, to human health, to economy, to tourism, and so on. But there are other things, other bad things that will come to us without we knowing it. From the people I knew when I studied in Germany, 8 of them had passed away. Last year alone, there were 3 people who passed away, one of liver cancer, one of heart attack in May, and last November, one of lung cancer. And they all died very sudden. They had passed away just few weeks after the diagnosis. So bad things could happen to us, even, and none of them died of COVID. We all focus on COVID, but there are all other things that could happen in our life. In the face of uncertainty, Habakkuk takes an attitude of faith. It is good for us to learn God's word from Habakkuk. To understand the seriousness of what Habakkuk was facing, we have to know about the Babylonians and their reputation. When the Babylonians invaded a city or a nation, there was no mercy at all. Everything in their way was destroyed. They would block all the major city, the important city. The walls would be surrounded and no one, they make sure that no one would get in or get out of the city. It could last for several years. There would be a shortage of food supply. And people would be starved and many would become cannibals. In verse 17, Habakkuk introduced us to another practice of the Babylonians' army. They set fire to the field, chopped down the trees, and poisoned the wells. He said in verse 17, though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vine, the produce of the olive fail, and the field yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stall. Habakkuk knows when the Babylonians invade, they are going a disaster. They're going to destroy fig tree, grapes, olive tree, and sheep and cattle. For the ancient Palestine, grape, olive, and fig tree, the amount of sheep and cattle, that was the sign of prosperity, of the wealth. And now we can see a nation's prosperity or the wealth from their currency, from the value of their property, and from the value of the stock market. But for the ancient Palestine, the fig tree, grapes, and olive was very important. What is fig tree? Fig tree is symbolized the good life. In 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 25, during Solomon's reign, it says that every man dwelt under his own fig tree. Every man. It is an image of safety and prosperity. Fig tree took a long time to grow and bear fruit. If they have been cut down, it's going to be a long, long time until anyone can enjoy the fruit and fine shade. So fig tree is the sign of safety and prosperity. Grapes, when it says there is no fruit on the vine, that is grapes. Grapes in the Bible is wine is associated with joy and gladness. The reason there are no grapes on the vine is that they have been cut off or had been burned. Psalm 104, verse 15, it speak of wine that make the heart of man glad. The Bible, of course, doesn't suggest that we get drunk, but little bit of wine can make our body warm and make joy and glad, make our heart joy and gladness. When the Babylonians show up, the joy and gladness will be gone. No good life, no joy and gladness. Olive tree. They were one of the most valuable trees in ancient Palestine, especially for their oil. Olive oil was valuable for food, for cooking, for lighting the lamp, and for medical purposes, for any other things. There are many things they can do with the olive oil. In the best time, the oil harvest was unpredictable. So they can harvest olive any time of the year. If there was a poor olive season, often poverty would follow. According to Joel chapter 2, a good oil harvest was a sign of God's blessing. So when the olive tree are chopped down or cut off, new shoot will start springing from the stem, but it also will take a long time for the tree to produce fruit again. And it is to be a hard time for them. Sheep and cattle. This is the sign of prosperity. When we read at Abraham's story, Abraham had a lot of sheep and cattle. Many of them would be slaughtered by the Babylonians. So now we can imagine how bad, how the crisis was for them when the Babylonians invaded the land. So when the Babylonians invaded, either the people would be banned to work on the field or they would burn the field. They ensured that the field produced no crops at all. They would do everything in their power to ensure that the enemy would be on their knees for a long time. They would make sure that the enemy suffered. Habakkuk describes the coming economic and social destruction, a huge crisis. And how is anybody going to get through that when it happened? Habakkuk, who speaks in the last four verses of chapter 3, is very different person from the Habakkuk who spoke at the beginning of the book. He begins with a dialogue and rational argument with God. The real turning point in his relationship with God was a result of his time spent in prayer. His prayer, his own encounter with God, that changed his relationship with God. In verse 16, when he thinks about the coming judgment, he said his heart pounds in his chest. His lip quivered, could not stop. He felt the fear and the pain even in his bones, he said. His knee knocked together. It is going to be a day of disaster when the Babylonians arrive. As a result of his profound experience of God in prayer, he has made two statements. So we have to learn from Habakkuk. He said in verse 16, the end of verse 16, I will quietly wait for the day of trouble to come upon the Babylonians. I will quietly wait. And second, in verse 18, we will come back to this verse 18, I will rejoice. So we need to learn to these two statements. I will quietly wait that the punishment from God come to the Babylonians. I will rejoice. So I repeat again, verse 18. Habakkuk says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. What does mean? I will rejoice. That is an audible singing of praising God. When we worship God, we feel the rejoice from the Lord. That is what Habakkuk said. He will rejoice in the Lord. And then he said again, I will take joy in the God of my salvation. I will take joy mean physical movement, shouting or dancing, because we feel the joy from the heart, from the bottom of our heart. I will take joy, even though there are no reason for me to be happy. I will rejoice. I will take joy of the God of my salvation. When we get to verse 18, we find this word so disconnected from what he has said before in chapter 1 and 2. And then it leads us to ask, to make question, what it is about God's character that gives Habakkuk a reason to rejoice, to have this positive attitude, not positive thinking, but positive attitude of faith toward God, even in the midst of the worst adversity. What is it about God's character who changed Habakkuk's heart and Habakkuk, how he speak about God? So for us, it is easy to thank God and praise God for all the good things in our life. To rejoice in our blessing, that is very easy. The prophet has learned to rejoice not in any blessing, but in God himself. This is we need to learn to rejoice in the midst of nothing. We don't know what would happen in 2021, but we need God's relationship with God. We need God himself to walk with us through the year 2021. Habakkuk said he will take joy, and this joy come from the heart, come from his heart because of the God of his salvation. In chapter 3, Habakkuk starts with Habakkuk's prayer, and it is modeled as the Psalm of David. It is in this psalm, Habakkuk stands in awe of God, and he reflects on God's deliverance and salvation of Israel through the exodus from Egypt. Habakkuk said that God was the savior of his people through exodus, when Israelites reflected on the fact that God was the savior and the deliverer, they would think back to the Red Sea. And what happened at the Red Sea? God wiped out Pharaoh and the army with a wall of water. That is Israel's deliverance and salvation. They always will remember on that. But for us, that wasn't the ultimate deliverance. The believing Israel recognized that God's saving word was to be fulfilled in the seed of the woman who crushed the head of the serpent. That is the coming Messiah. The Christ will be the fulfillment of all God's promise and salvation, not from human wrath, but from the wrath, eternal wrath of God. So we learn from John Calvin. John Calvin is a reformer. John Calvin provided some helpful direction. He said that sometimes we can see the sign of God's wrath in our outward things. We see our circumstances, bad things all happen around us. We can see all the situation that against our will. That is the outward things. And John Calvin said, whether the sign have to do with discipline for God's children or punishment for the wicked or both. But when death happens, when trouble comes, when we face the crisis, he said that we have a remedy, a solution, a way out. We have to consider what God is to us inwardly. If any outward situation doesn't give us the reason to be happy, we have to look for God for us inwardly. For the inward joy which faith brings to us can overcome all the fear, all the disappointment, all the terror, the sorrow, and the anxiety. So I remember when my children were young, we went to Merembola for holiday. They were small at that time. And we stayed at the cabin. And the cabin was really a good place to stay. But when I look at my children, they can enjoy their holiday because they can spend time with their parents. Where their parents are, they will feel secure and safety, and they will enjoy their life. This morning, we have to be repositioned ourselves as God's children, not as someone who knows God, but as God's children. Inwardly, he will give us joy because, in fact, we are his children. When we come to the last verse, we will encourage again by Habakkuk. In verse 19, he said, God the Lord is my strength. He makes me feel like the deers. He makes me tread on my high places. This is a direct quote from Psalm 18, verse 32 and 33. It says, God, the God who equipped me with strength and made my way blameless, he made my feet like the feet of a deer and set me secure on the height. Habakkuk and David witness that deer have the ability to move nimbly when danger approaches. What means nimbly? The deer are active and spirited when the danger approaches. They are given the strength and confidence not just to stand firm and cope with the hardship, but they can keep going to run, to rise above it, to climb, to go on the high places, to make immediate progress. Habakkuk said that God, by his Spirit, provide us with the strength to do what would otherwise impossible. Many of us will be mentally defeated before anything happened to us. That's why we have to prepare our mental with our faith before God to walk through to the unknown 2021. And Habakkuk said, the danger may be there, but the crisis and all its uncertainty won't be able to hurt him. He finally said, He makes me tread on my high places. What that mean? In the Old Testament, high places is the place for pagan worship. And why the deer would walk there? To walk on high places like a deer was equivalent to take possession of the land with God's hand, with God's help, with God's guidance. And God will turn that high places, the worship, the place for the pagan worship, to a place of safety for us. And Habakkuk say, God will put him on the high places, although it may involve physical and spiritual warfare, and may be costly and dangerous. But God will put us on high places where the danger cannot reach us. When we walk with God's strength. So when Habakkuk was faced with crisis, lifetime, difficult time, uncertainty, he went to the book of Psalm for encouragement. The Psalm are God's covenant prayer and song book. Through the ages, God's people always turn to Psalm to give them words and encouragement, not only in their joy, but also in their sorrow, concern, anxiety, in their anger even, in whatever circumstances. As we read, pray, and sing Psalm, our eyes are fixed on Christ, because all the Psalm refer to God. Habakkuk says, reflecting on the fact that God is his Savior, give him the ground to rejoice. He lived before Christ and he could see the promises and the prophecy, and he didn't know the reality. And now we live in 2,000 years after our Lord Jesus Christ was born on the earth. We can look back at what the Bible says and know that almost everything has happened according to God's plan. Yes. Through Jesus Christ, we have been forgiven, we have been reconciled to God, we have the assurance of God's love for us. He will never forsake us in this year. In the Old Testament, we learn the word Ebenezer. Till now, up to this point, God has helped us. When we read at 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12, when God rescued Israel from Philistine, God fought directly himself against the Philistine for Israel. And Samuel took a stone between Mizpah and Shen, and he said, this is a stone of help, Ebenezer. Samuel wanted the people to remember, not just for a few days or for a few months or for a few years, but for decades and generations, that God always rescues his people when they humble themselves. And this morning, before we're going further in year 2021, I ask, please ask ourselves, do we have our own Ebenezer? We think of anything God help us in 2020. We can put a stone or a light, or a candle, or a book, or a picture in our desk, in our bedside table, so that when we wake up, we have the reason to thank God. This is my Ebenezer. Up unto this point, God has helped me. Our own Ebenezer. for all of us, our Ebenezer is called Calvary. Jesus spilled his own blood to rescue us when we were sinners. How much more will he now save us from the danger to come? He has raised the stone of help, and our hope is sure in Jesus Christ. Habakkuk was an Old Testament believer. He shared the hope when he faced hardship as a New Testament believer. We can share the same perspective of faith. We can take joy and even thankfulness in the face of uncertainty, difficulty, or adversity about our future. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul learned that God's power is made perfect in weakness. Paul said that for Christ's sake, he delights in weakness, hardship, persecution, or in difficulty. For when I am weak, I am strong. For when I am weak, then I am strong, because God is for us inwardly, no matter the outward circumstances. One day when Moses led the Israel out of the Egypt, at one point, at the back was Pharaoh and his army. In front of them was the Red Sea. The people panicked. But Moses said, Exodus chapter 14, verse 14, we can easily remember, Exodus 14, 14, the Lord, Moses says to the Israel, the Lord will fight for you. You need to be still. So when we face difficulty or trouble in this year, we need to rest and trust in Christ, who is our strength. In Christ, we will find joy, delight, and resources to be thankful even the times are tough. God give us dear feet. His loving hand will guide us to walk on high places. Even if everything else is taken away from us in this new year, our heart can still rejoice. We can shout for joy because we will inwardly always have Christ with us, the guarantee of our God's love for us. So with the positive attitude of faith this year, we can inspire many people. We can disciple many people. Don't focus on our difficulty, but let us focus on God's love. Let us pray before I give it to the worship leader. This morning, I want to pray for every one of us to experience God's love personally. If some of you, maybe who tune in from the online service, if any one of you who never experienced a father's love, maybe a few of you are hurt by your father or disappointed by your father. You cannot experience fully God's love in your life, or anything else that hinder you to experience God's love. Maybe your wealth, maybe your position, maybe your power. I pray this morning that God's love will be with us. We need God's love to walk through 2021. Let us pray. Father, I pray this morning, put your hand on your chest if you need the prayer. Father, this morning I pray that every one of us, especially who hurt by their father, who cannot experience the love of their earthly father, or they're disappointed or they hurt by the father. Father, I pray this morning we open our hearts
We need your love, Lord. So let us experience your love personally. Father, I pray that your hand touch our heart. Fill our heart with your love. And I pray for every one of us to experience God personally. So that will change our attitude. And we can move forward with this uncertainty in 2021. We need your love and your guidance. We love you, God. We praise you. We exalt your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.